As we grow up, we're trained to do many things like how to tie our shoes and how to read and write. While that training is very important, much of who we are now is the result of our formation. Our formation is our training in the context of our family, our environment, and all the people and experiences that were part of our early years. I'm Fred Jansen, and while training gives us skills, formation gives us the frame of reference for applying those skills. For a growing business, this is an important distinction that impacts how effectively owners and executives can delegate. When a business is small, both training and formation tend to occur naturally because everyone works close to the founders. People learn what to do and develop good judgment decision-making skills simply through osmosis. As a company grows, there's more distance from the founders, and both training and formation need to be intentional. Training tends to be more straightforward and get more attention, while formation tends to get less focus. If you want to grow your business and have less stress and more time, don't just train your people well, form them well. Think about how you and your best people were formed, both in the context of your business and life in general. What were the key experiences, circumstances, and environments that helped you succeed? And what can you do to facilitate that type of formation of the employees who work for you? Also, what are the intrinsic personal characteristics that were key to responding well to that formation? And how can you identify and develop those characteristics in your employees? Your employees are being formed whether you're paying attention or not. As you grow your business, don't leave that formation to chance. I'm Fred Jansen, and this is Business Minute.